Copeland Wood testified she performed her board duties well, but when asked by her own attorney, Jared Wilson, why she was suspended, her reply didn't seem to make sense.
Well, and then again, there was information brought to us. We were looking at closing Skyhaven Elementary School. And the information was that it was a mile from Skyhaven to Gresham Park Elementary School.
When asked again, Copeland Wood deferred to Mark Elgart, the head of the district's accrediting agency. In his testimony, Elgart said Copeland Wood prioritized her own interest above the needs of the district. Elgart also said she often came to meetings unprepared and needed more time to review board matters. By contrast, Elgart said the new board members have made progress on the steps required for the district to regain full accreditation. Afterwards, Wilson, Copeland Wood's attorney, said Elgart mischaracterized his client.
Ms. Copeland Wood has acknowledged that, hey, if I did ask for more time, it was because other things came up. I just needed a bit more time. Not that I just totally disregarded the issue presented before me.
Wilson likely needed to convince Judge Max Wood that Copeland Wood's reinstatement would help the district regain its full accreditation. However, Elgart testified her reinstatement would not help. Governor Deal issued the suspensions after the district's accrediting agency put DeKalb on probation due to inadequate board governance. Even though the governor has replaced the suspended members, state law allows them to appeal. Judge Wood wouldn't say when he'll issue a decision. Martha Dalton, WABE News.